This story today, boys and girls, is told about a little boy who was the son of a famous general in the army. The general was a real, true, born-again Christian. And he used to take his little son in his arms and on his lap and tell him about the Lord Jesus. One day he said to his little one, "Would my little son like to go to heaven?" "Oh, yes, Daddy," he said. "But how would you get there, where the holy God is, and your little heart is full of sin?" "But," the boy said, "all people are sinners, Daddy." "That's true," said the father. "Still, God has said, only those that are pure in heart shall see him. And you have no pure heart. How shall you see him?" The boy thought a little while. And then he said, "But Daddy, Jesus can save me from sin." Ah, he learned, boys and girls, that a Savior loved him when he was yet a sinner, and that through the Savior's blood shed on Calvary's cross, he could be saved from his sins too. So he took his place as a sinner and trusted in the Lord Jesus, and he found that wonderful peace that only comes to boys and girls through the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you come to see that yet? You can't save yourself, and you can't be saved as you are, because your heart is sinful in the sight of God. But you can be saved through the Lord Jesus. That's what he came into the world to do in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Have you been saved yet? Have you come to the Savior? Have you put your trust in the Savior? Have you told the Savior that you're a sinner, but that he, since he died for your sins, and through trusting in him and his word, you can be saved from sin? Have you come to tell him that you're going to do that yet? Why don't you make today the day that you'll say, "Lord Jesus, I come to thee, and I'm going to trust thee as my Savior." Do it right now and be saved before it's forever too late.